because he's in us. That's beautiful. Well, what's the will? Be grateful. Be thankful. That's what where we were last week. So I want to go back and pick that up. Let's begin in the 15th verse. There's some cool things. And again, allow the Spirit of God to energize and encourage you and lift you up as we look at this stuff. Verse 15 starts off saying, some translations say, see to it that, or see that. And what's really cool, and you're going to see why in just a second, okay? The word there is harao, okay? And we all know harao means, thank you, ma'am, to see with the mind. But wait a minute, Paul, the translation says, see to it that. How is that your mind? Well, if you hang on a second and read, it says that no one and repays or responds, the word is apodidomi, from giving, okay? From giving, okay? Evil. And this word here, evil, is kakos. And that means inner malice. Before you let inner malice come out, you had to go there in your mind. See how beautiful that is? I mean, the word's just powerful. It's going to happen in your mind before you actually do it. So don't see that evil malice in you. Don't let it out. Don't respond. We'll get there, okay? Evil against evil. Don't do that. But always, how often?
Always.
Always pursue the agathos, that God good. Always pursue that emanates out from God that is good. Into one another, it says toward in most cases, into one another and into all. So not just the people you know, not just those people you hang out with and you love, not just them, but everybody. Into all, yeah, everybody. As I look at that verse of scripture, I went, wait a minute. Y'all remember a few weeks ago when I told you, shared something with you, the Spirit of God said to me. He said, you don't react, you respond. Y'all remember what that says? I've had so many conversations with people. You don't react. What's react? Push back, yeah. To act in opposition to or reciprocally to a stimulus. That knee-jerk kind of reaction. Whatever came, you just go back at it with the same thing, right? You don't react. You respond. Respond is to give an answer or act positively in return, right? Okay, I heard that thought. Yes, you can, okay? You can take this word, you can put it in your heart, you can put it in your mouth, as we're going to see in a minute. You can begin to declare it, and it will actually change what goes on inside you because it has power. It's not up to you. Let him put the words in you. And those words have spirit and life. They are powerful. They will change you. People say, well, I just can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. Because all things are possible to the ones who believe. You just don't believe it. And it does take some effort on your part. The first thing you have to do is receive it. You have to go, hey, God said do this. He's not dishonorable. He would never tell me to do something I can't do. Okay, so let's hook it up and go. And then guess what the first thing that will happen is? You probably won't do it. Yeah, you'll probably screw it all up. And immediately you stop and go, oops, darn, you know? Sorry, let's do it again. And then after a while, it gets really good to you. You know, this attitude of gratitude thing. I'm real hard on myself about stuff. Julie will occasionally look at me and go, you can't condemn yourself. And I'm going, I'm not condemning myself. I'm just getting on to myself, you know, because myself ain't acting right. Myself's not thinking right. And I'm telling you, proving this as the years go on, more and more and more and more and more, not that I don't ever screw up, but now it lasts like seconds. I'll catch myself in a minute and go, oh, wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just tell you how thankful I am. First of all, I know your word's true. Secondly, even though I just screwed up, I know that when I speak that out to you, you'll forgive me and cleanse of everything. I don't ever have to go around being unrighteous. I can always be continually righteous because it's not up to me, it's up to you. Because you've already accomplished it all. I just believe it. That's my job. I believe you. And by then, I'm good, right? Okay. You don't react. You respond. You don't just give that opposition or give back what you got. Now, I shared that with you, right? That's the exact same picture of what we call the 15th verse of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, right? But it's not, quote, chapter and verse. Hold that thought. 16th verse. Cairo, rejoice, be joyful. As I was looking over that word, I found a word that I'd never heard, at least not to my knowledge. It's a verb, and it's called jubilate. Y'all ever heard that? I saw jubilate, and I was like, is that a word? It when I was looking for it, I went and looked it up. Yeah, it's a word. And it means to be joyful. It literally means a celebration, to celebrate. Paul's saying, hey, rejoice, be joyful, celebrate. Always. Always. You know, if you can get to where you can do that, your life will be very, very different. And that fragrance of the knowledge of God on you will go out from you everywhere you go and all that you do. It'll not only affect your life, it'll affect other people's lives too. The 17th verse, proshukomai. And I say declare. And some of you have wondered how I get declare out of that. Because when you break the word down, it means interfacing with God in a good exchange.